Well, good morning. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. I'm thankful to be here this morning. I'm encouraged and I'm strengthened with the song service. I definitely feel God's blessing here this morning in the singing, and I'm rejoicing in that. Maybe we will come to the Lord in prayer before I get started here. Yes, eternal, righteous Lord in heaven, Father, as we come before you this morning, we thank you. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon us as a congregation and as families, Lord. We thank you so much for all the beautiful things you've done through the years past and the times past, Lord. And we know that you continually want to do it again, Lord. And I do pray as I endeavor to share here this morning, Father, I pray that you help me and you lead me in my thoughts and you give me inspiration and you give me clear thoughts this morning, Lord, I pray. Lord, I do pray this morning for Brother David as he's in the hospital. David and Mary Beth are this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that you bless him. You encourage them today, Lord. We know it's your will that they be encouraged, Lord. We pray, Father. We pray, Father, for healing. We pray that you continue to heal David. We do thank you for the many prayers that was answered on his behalf. And we pray that you continue to touch him there, Lord. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. I endeavor to share this morning out of 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 1. I'll read the chapter here, and then I'll endeavor to make some comments. Out of here. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God, who I serve for my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembered of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfinished faith that was in thee, that first dwelt in the grandmother Lois and in the mother Eunice, I am also persuaded in thee. Therefore, I put into thee the remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting of hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me, his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to thy own works, but according to thy own purpose and grace, which was given to us by Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Therefore, I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For which I cause, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto this day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard from me in faith and love in Jesus Christ, which is in Jesus Christ. That thou, that good thing which thou committed the keep by the Holy Ghost which dwells in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, to whom Peleus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Omnus, for he has refreshed me often, and is not ashamed of my chains. But when he was at Rome, he sought me out very diligently, and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and that thou may that things he ministered to me at Ephesus be well known. We see here Timothy. We see here Paul is in prison, and he's writing a letter to Timothy. It seems to me that he has a burden for Timothy. He has a burden that Timothy keeps the faith. He's writing from prison. It seems that Paul took some kind of father role over Timothy's life, and he has this extra burden for Timothy, and he's writing to him, and he's telling him, Timothy, that gift I give you, you remember, Timothy, you stir that gift. He said, I remember your faith, Timothy. I remember it's a genuine faith. And he's telling Timothy that that he cannot neglect stirring that gift. In one parallel Bible, it has fanned the flames. In the King James Version, it has stirred the gift. So Paul is writing to Timothy. He's reminding Timothy this gift of eternal life that God gave him, that he should not neglect it, that he needs to stir that gift, and he needs to dig deep in his life, and he needs to fan that flames. He's telling Timothy here that, Timothy, this gift that God gave you, it entails more than just your life. It entails more than just your salvation or your eternal life. This gift that you got here, Timothy, it entails the kingdom of God. And he's telling Timothy that he cannot neglect stirring it, because if he neglects stirring this gift, that gift will go dormant in his life. Paul's telling Timothy, I'm going to say a lot of these in my own words here. I'm going to just speak to you this morning as, I don't know what, I'm just going to share from my heart here. Paul's telling Timothy that he needs to stir this gift until it's red hot in his life. He's telling Timothy that stirring that gift that God gave him, stirring that gift is going to be much benefit in his life. It's going to have many benefits if he stirs that gift and he keeps that gift very warm in his life. He says stirring the gift is going to do much for him. It's going to help him overcome. It's going to help him overcome sin. It's going to meet the needs that he has in his life. If he stirs this gift that God gave him is going to meet the needs that he has. Paul's saying that feeding this gift, it'll encourage him. It'll help him be bold. It'll help him be courageous in speaking for Jesus. Paul's telling him if he keeps this gift hot in his life, it'll prepare him to suffer the things that are coming his way. It'll help him be able to see God in everything that he suffers in life. If he keeps this gift very, very, very warm in his life, he's telling him it'll help him be unashamed of the gospel. He'll be able to speak freely for Christ. If he stirs this gift, he fans that flame, Jesus will bubble out of his life. It'll come naturally for him if he takes care of this gift that God gives him. Most of what I'm going to share this morning is going to come out of 6, 7, and 8 of this chapter. I'll read them three verses again. Wherefore, I put into you the remembrance that thou stir the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting of my hands. Therefore, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Paul, again, I'll repeat, he's telling Timothy, you stir the gift. You fan this flame, Timothy. You keep this fire burning. And we need to ask ourselves this morning, I want to ask myself, when I was putting this together, I asked myself, what does that look like in my life this morning? What does it look like when I fan the flame in my own life? Or what does it look like when I stir this gift that God gave me this morning? What does it look like in my life? Because we was also given a gift. And we were given the gift when Jesus came into our life and we repented of our sins and we felt the peace of God. Jesus came into our life that day. And we need to ask ourselves, what are we doing with this gift? What are we doing with the gift that God gave us today? Are we using it? Is it very useful in our life? Are we fanning that flame? Are we taking care of that gift that God gave us this morning? Are we encouraged in that gift? Are we encouraged in the things that God's doing in our life? Or are we doing things that are worthy to be encouraged in this morning? Because we need to stir the gift this morning in our own life if we want to endure. If we want to endure to the end, we need to stir that gift. We need to make sure that gift is being used in our life. This morning, fire is very hot. Paul is telling us to fan that flame. And we know this morning that fire is very hot. And it can be used for different things. But we know what the hot fire this morning is very inviting to someone who's cold. And we know this morning that someone who has a flame in their life and they're excited about Jesus, They're very inviting to someone who's seeking God. They're very inviting. They're attracted to the people that are seeking God this morning. And Romans 12:11 says, say not to be slothful, but to be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Paul wants Timothy. He wants him to be boiling hot. He wants him to be very warm for Jesus. He wants him to be excited. He wants him to be that to be the main focus of his life. And he wants there to be some substance in his life. He wants that fire deep. We know this morning that Jesus, He spills lukewarmness out of His mouth. So it says in Revelations that He doesn't want us lukewarm. He wants us hot for God. He wants that fire to be burning in our lives. And I know that when I was young, when I was youngly converted, I was sharing with someone and we maybe was talking about this fire burning or being dead and no fire or whatever we was talking about. And he shared with me that if I don't keep the fire in the right place, it'll burn the house down. And maybe I was arrogant. Maybe I was saying some things I shouldn't have said. I'm not sure what was happening anymore. And there was some truth to it, but I do know this morning, if I don't have no fire in my house, if I don't have no fire in my life, I'll lose my home. There needs to be fire in us as fathers, as dads. There needs to be a fire in our life for Jesus. If we don't feed the flame, it'll go out. It'll go out in our life. You know, this morning, we don't have to do nothing. We don't have to do anything to let a fire go out. All we need to do is neglect it. We just need to neglect that fire and it'll go out. We need to continue to look for ways to add fuel to our fire. Or we need to continue to look for ways to stir the gift that God gives us in our life. We need to continue to be looking for an opportunity to stir the gift or to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And I know next week for me, I should say for all of us, is a tremendous opportunity to stir the gift of God. We can look at it the same way that we can look at it in the way that Paul sent Timothy out or God sent Timothy out to preach the word of God. Next week there's men coming, and I believe they're coming. I believe that they were seeking God. I believe they have a message from God for each one of us next week. I believe they can do much for our lives. I believe that if we have our hearts prepared and we repented, we don't have nothing standing between us and God, that there's a message for us next week. It can do much for us as individuals, or it can do much for us as a congregation. We know these men, I should say, and we know they sought God, and they have a message for us. And I believe if our hearts are prepared, it'll add fuel for our fire. It'll stir the gift that God has given us in our life. You know, I know it's easy to allow the flame to go low. Like I said, I know it comes natural. If we don't fan the flame, if we don't stir the gift, it'll naturally go out. I know if we neglect our prayer life, if we neglect our fasting times, or if we neglect participating in that, I know that the fire can go out. God give us these, God give us these gifts as a congregation. That way we can fast together, we can pray together, we can stir the gift together. Now, what is this gift that God gave Timothy? I want to ask. I think we already talked about it. But what is the gift of God this morning? What is the gift that God gave each one of us? When we came to Jesus, what was that gift? I believe it was a little flame that He gave in our heart. I believe that little flame contained a desire. It contained that desire to seek Him. I believe that God gave us a desire in our heart to follow after Him, to do the things of God, or to seek Him on our knees. I believe that that's the gift that God gave us this morning. And He's telling us over and over. I should say, I'm telling you over and over. We can't neglect that gift. We can't neglect the gift, or we can't neglect fanning that flame. He's telling him to stir the gift, to fan the flame, to keep it burning, or it'll go out, to stir that desire we have in our life. God gives us, the gift that God gives us this morning, we need to take care of it. The ongoing existence of this gift is going to depend on our obedience to God's word. Or I should say, it's going to be on our obedience to verse 6 where it says to stir the gift of God. We need to dig there. There's a reason that Paul is telling Timothy that he needs to stir the gift. He knows that if Timothy don't take care of that gift, if Timothy don't stir that gift, it's going to go out. It's not going to be there for him. And it's the same for us this morning. If we don't fan that flame over and over, it'll go out. Even though it comes from God, even though God gave us this gift this morning, it's up to us to take care of that gift and to fan that flame and to make sure it's burning. I know this morning if Apostle Paul would be here, and he'd be sharing a message with us. He'd be telling us the same thing at Burn Christian Fellowship, that we need to stir this gift that God gave us. We need to dig deep into our heart and take care of this gift, because our ongoing Christian life is going to depend on it. And our families, they're going to depend on us dads on what we did with the gift that God gave us. If we let the gift go out in our own life, our children are not, the chances of them receiving the gift are going to be, is going to be much less. You know, I sometimes wonder, I sometimes think to myself, what did we do to deserve the gift? What did we do this morning to deserve the gift that God gave us in our life? Why did we get the gift? There's many people that I see around that never received the gift. They never got the gift. They never had a start in their Christian life. I believe it came through desperation. I believe we got desperate. And I know that our children need to get desperate for God too. But if I see they see us as dads lose our desperation for God, they're gonna lose it also. They're gonna lose that desire. Even though God gave Timothy this flame as a gift, if Timothy didn't feed the gift, if he didn't stir the gift or he didn't fan that flame, it was not gonna do much in his life. That gift was not gonna do much in his life. And I do know also that many people get this gift. We see many people get the gift of God. We see many people come to Jesus, repent of their sins, and start seeking God. Many people start the Christian life, and they let the flame go out. They let other pursuits come in. They let other things take dominance in their life. And, you know, I say this very sympathetic because It's like I said before, it takes a lot of work. There's a lot that goes into our life to serve God. There's a lot of effort got to be put into it in our fasting, in our prayer, and seeking God. And another thing is, you know, we often hear that life is short. But in another aspect, life is long. There's many things come our way. There's many challenges that we face in life that are endeavoring to put water on this flame that we got. It's endeavoring to want the fire of God to go out in our lives. You know, we can look at it this morning at the 10 virgins. God gave them 10 virgins in the Bible. He gave them all a little lamp. And all of them had oil in that lamp. All of them had fuel in that lamp. All of them had a little flame. Five of them ran out of fuel. And five of them lost the flame. And only half of them made it. That's a sobering thought this morning because, like I said, life is short, but life is also long. And the fire needs to burn long. If we live long, the fire needs to burn long in our life. I have a neighbor that lives around the corner from me. He used to work for me. He worked for me about 6 years ago. And my nephew quit, started his own business, and he went to work for him. Anyhow, I seen him. And I never get tired of seeing someone who gets this little flame in their life and gets excited for Jesus. It's something about it that excites me when I see that. And we was together a couple weeks ago. We had a dinner for our employees, and my nephews were there, and he was there. And some way, somehow, they actually left the Amish about 2 years ago. It was his wife. I believe his wife was wanting to leave the Amish. He's a very shy young man. He would have probably never, ever left the Amish. Somehow, he got a flame burning in his heart, and he is excited for Jesus. And he told me the other night, he said, "Hey, Melvin," he said, "God laid something on my heart to share with everyone tonight. Will you make an opportunity for me to share?" And it was not like him at all. He's very shy. I mean, he never says a word, and he shared from the bottom of his heart that God delivered him from the bondage of drugs and alcohol and sin, and he is on fire. I've seen him all night speaking with the Spanish people, and he was sharing with them about, as soon as he got converted, he's telling me, the deceiver started coming. The health and wealth gospel people started coming to share with him about how he can, you know, he picked it up. They were trying to deceive him with a bunch of other things, and it wasn't Jesus. God makes this flame in our life, and he gives us this gift. And this gift that he gives us, it depends on each one of us feeding that gift that God gives us. Paul's telling Timothy to feed the flame. In verse 6, 7, and 8, he's telling him to be unashamed of the gospel. He's telling him to take courage. He's telling Timothy, "Take courage, Timothy." He said, "God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power and love of a sound mind." You know, this morning, If we don't have fear, we have the opposite. We have courage. We have love. We have self-control. And God gives us power over sin if we don't have fear. Paul tells us not to be ashamed. Paul is telling Timothy not to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Or Paul. Paul is in prison. He was in prison for the gospel's sake. He's telling Timothy, don't be ashamed to speak for Jesus. It's going to do much for you in your life. Paul was in prison for preaching the gospel. Many of the apostles were there. They were waiting execution, and he's telling Timothy, don't be ashamed. Don't be scared to speak for Jesus. He said, because if you get scared to speak for Jesus and you get ashamed to suffer for it, he's telling him the fire in your life will go out. Our ongoing existence to heaven, the love of God in our life, or I should say that little fire, is us telling people about Jesus. We can never be ashamed of that. We can always, because I can see it in my own life. I see it in my own life when I share with someone, or I want to take the opportunity to pass out a gospel tract. It's easy for me to be very selective of who I share with, because I know who's going to bring opposition and who's not going to appreciate it. So I don't either. I don't like to suffer. My flesh don't like to suffer, so I'm careful with it. But when we do share, and the fire is kindled in our heart, it does much to us. It does much to me when I have a good conversation and I share with someone and we have a good dialogue of about Jesus. It does much for my life. And when that happens, and then every now and then I meet someone who brings a lot of opposition and I suffer for it. I got to realize this suffering here, that God allowed that to happen to me. God allowed me for some reason to take some heat for what I shared. I don't know. I'm very one morning I was at a gas station. I was pulling into a gas station and I was looking for an opportunity to pass out some tracts, and I was filling up with gas, and I pulled up to the pump and the only people I think in the parking lot were in the gas station was a group of two men and two women. They were dressed all alike. They had tattoos all the way up their neck and all the way down their arms. And I told myself that, yeah, well, I'm not going to share with these guys. They're gonna beat me up in the parking lot. I got out, I started pumping my gas, and God started convicting me of feeling this way towards Him. He started convicting me that I don't have the same grace for these guys that God had for me. Because if you guys would have knew me 20 years ago, you would have much confidence in the grace of God. And if to know what God delivered me from, it'd give you much confidence in what God can do in someone's life. Anyhow, I went into the gas station and I came out. Well, I figured to myself, well, I'm going to be nice to him. So I talked to him a little bit, and I went in, and they were very nice to me. And when I came back out, they were still standing there. And one of the guys told me, said, bless you, brother. You have a good day. Yeah. And I felt even more convicted. And I got in. I was going to leave. And I put the address in my GPS. And I looked over. And these four were holding hands in the parking lot. They were praying. And then I got a confidence in my heart that they weren't going to beat me up if I shared with them. So then I get out and I take the tracts over there and I share with them. And I don't know where God puts all this, and I don't know what God does with all that. They were on their way to their mom's funeral, and we talked a long time, and they were very nice people. And one of the guys told me, he said, it gives me much, it gives him much joy to know that his mom was ready to meet God, that she was forgiven of her sins. And I don't know where to put all that, but I do know that God's grace can help them in one way or another. Verse 8 tells us not to be ashamed to speak for Christ. In Acts 4:31, it says, they went, all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God. How did Timothy get this gift this morning of being unashamed, or the gift of courage to speak openly for Christ and to suffer gracefully? It's a gift that comes from God in obedience to His word. That's why Paul was telling Timothy, you stir the gift. Paul was telling Timothy not to neglect the gift he has. There's 14 times in here that Paul's I got it wrote down. I'm not going to read it for time's sake. There's 14 different verses through here that Paul's encouraging Timothy and strengthening Timothy. He's telling him many things. He's sharing some very hard sayings with him. He's telling him, if you want an easy life, Timothy, you got to get out of the ministry. If you want a life that's secure, untroubled, if you want a comfortable life, this is not for you. He's telling him this morning that he needs to take up his cross and to follow him. He's telling him whoever saves his life is going to lose it. Paul tells Timothy that he's not to be entangled with the affairs of this world. The same as Luke shared that last night, that Paul's telling him that he's not to entangle himself with the affairs of this world. He's telling Timothy, in verse 9, he said, God saved us so we can live a holy life. He said, that's the calling God gave us this morning, is we're to live a holy life, Timothy. You know, Andy asked this morning if this is a holy place. And it can be. If we're living a holy life, this can be a holy place this morning. You know, God's telling us the same thing this morning. He's telling us, if we're going to live a Christian life, it's not going to be easy. We're going to have much headwinds. The whole world's going to be against us if we want to live for Jesus. One more verse I want to share on this morning is verse 5 in closing. It says, I'll read it here. When I call to remembrance the unfinished faith that was in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am also persuaded in thee. I'm persuaded in thee also. You know, this morning, Timothy was a young Christian. His dad was a Greek. He was an unbeliever. And Paul was thankful for the faith of his grandmother and the faith of his mother. But it wasn't the heart of God this morning that Timothy had the faith of his grandmother and the faith of his mother. That was we read this throughout God's word, that us fathers are to pass the faith on to our children. And we're thankful for the faith that of Timothy's grandmother and mother. But God's word tells us this morning, us as dads, we're to lead out in the spiritual things in our home. We're to lead out in prayer and devotions, and we're to lead out with our homes. That'd be the heart of God this morning. And I know that's the way it was in my home. My mom, she led out in a lot of the spiritual things, it's just the way it was. No knocking my dad, but my mom, she preached hellfire to us every day. And she led out in a lot of the spiritual things. That's all I have to share, so thank you for listening.